Okay, 7:01. Day after the Christmas party. We got a lot smaller crowd than we did before the Christmas party. We must be all partied out. But it was a great day. I enjoyed myself. It was great seeing all you guys. And I'm sure we'll talk about it at some point, but for now I'm going to turn it over to James and he's going to share. So let me pray for us. Oh Lord, we thank you and value this time that you've given us to study your word, to be reminded of your decrees and your communication to us. We just take it valuably, Lord. We thank you for it, and we ask that fruit be produced from it, Lord, in our heart. And I just pray for all of those out there who need your blessings, Lord. I lift them up to you and in your name, amen.
Amen. Thank you, Dan. Yesterday was good. And I thought originally, I thought, maybe we'll just talk about that. But then I thought, the thread that I'm on, I don't really want to lose. So I'm going to read some things. I'm going to share some things with you. Last week we looked at some scriptures in regard to the watchman, right? Those that stand on the ramparts, those that stand in the breach, those that watch, those that protect and bring the word, the weight of the word they carry. And what Lord, the Lord has put in them to do, right? So we're going to read some things again. I'm going to read one scripture again, then we'll go from there. So if you want to read along, Ezekiel 33, please. Ezekiel 33, verse 7. Son of man, I have made you a watchman for the people of Israel. So hear the word I speak and give them warning for me. So, very clearly, the position of a watchman is not one you attain to. You're assigned to it, right? The Lord said, I am making you this. The people of my heart, the body of Christ that you're a part of, they need you. Here's your designation. You are a watchman. What's your job? Watch and prepare and give them my word. 1 Peter 5, please. Here's a little bit of a reason why. 1 Peter 5, we'll start in, well, let's just start at the beginning. To the elders among you, I appeal as a fellow elder and a witness of Christ's suffering, who also will share in the glory to be revealed. Be shepherds of God's flock that is under your care, watching over them, not because you must, but because you are willing, as God wants you to be, right? So let's go back over that part. To the elders among you, I appeal as a fellow elder and a witness of Christ's suffering, who also will share in the glory to be revealed. Be shepherds of God's flock that is under your care, watching over them, not because you must, because you are willing, as God wants you to be, not pursuing dishonest gain, but eager to serve, not lording over those entrusted to you, but being examples to the flock. And when the chief shepherd appears, you receive the crown of glory that will never fade away. In the same way, you who are younger, submit yourselves to your elders. All of you, clothe yourself with humility toward one another, because God opposes the proud, but shows favor to the humble. Humble yourselves, therefore, under God's mighty hand, that he may lift you up in due time. Cast all your anxiety on him, because he cares for you. Be alert and of sober mind. Your enemy, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, looking for someone to devour. Resist him, standing firm in the faith, because you know that the family of believers throughout the world is undergoing the same kind of suffering. And the God of all grace, who called you to his eternal glory in Christ, after you have suffered a little while, will himself restore you and make you strong, firm, and steadfast. To him be the power forever and ever. Amen. Now, I'll give you just a little bit of insight here. To the elders, remember, this is the task. Are you willing? And those who are younger, submit yourselves to the elders and submit ourselves to one another with humility Because God opposes the proud, but shows favor to the humble. Because we have a job, we have a task, right? Because here's why. Our enemy prowls around like a roaring lion. Now, Dad used to talk to me about lions a lot. Now, I don't know if he really knew anything about lions, but he talked to me about lions a lot. So what he would tell me about lions is lions are one of the few animals in nature that don't pretend when they're going to attack. When they attack, they attack. So when you're reading the word that your enemy is like a roaring lion, he's not messing around. So for those of us who need to watch and be prepared, we need to watch and be prepared. Let's go back to Ezekiel for a minute. Ezekiel 33 again. Ezekiel 33. We're going to jump down to verse 6. Now we just read about being a watchman for the elders, right? If you are willing. Now think about this. Number verse 6. But if the watchman sees the sword coming and does not blow the trumpet to warn the people, and the sword comes and takes someone's life, that person's life will be taken because of their sin. But I will hold the watchman accountable for their blood. So here the Lord is telling us that not only do you have to be willing, but you have to understand that at times you're going to have to bring a word or stand in a position of things of accountability. And if you don't, not only is the sin on that person's head, but you own that sin too, because you have a task, right? And what's the task? You watch, you forewarn, you prepare, right? That's what all these men in this body of Christ has done before us. This is the things that they have taught us. They have stood in the breach for years. And I bet if you sat with Dave or anybody, above my age and asked them, is this the task? I think they would say, willing, yes. Choosing, maybe not, I would imagine that's a hard task to want to attend to. The accountability is huge because the price is very real. They're defending the body of Christ. We talked about the shepherd and the sheep, and the shepherd has a job, but so do the watchmen. The watchmen have to watch and make sure and be vigilant, and have diligence and not lose sight of what's coming. They have to always watch for that roaring lion. And a lot of times, I don't know how people take that. I know how I've taken it in the past. When those watchmen would come to me and out of love say to me, "Let me tell you what I think is going on with you." A lot of resistance from my flesh, a lot of resistance from my body, because who wants to hear that they have an issue? But out of love, they come to us, they bring it to us, they defend us, and they tell us the truth, right? Not an opinion, but the truth. Here is what the Spirit is showing me for you, my brother, or here's what my Spirit is showing you, my sister. So then you have to take that and do one of two things. You either realize they love you enough to bring that to you, to minister to you, or you just go, they're just trying to course correct me, and I don't have time for that, Please, if you would, let's see. Isaiah 62. Isaiah 62, I'm going to just start in one and we'll kind of go from there. For Zion's sake, I will not keep silent. For Jerusalem's sake, I will not remain quiet. Till her vindication shines out like the dawn, her salvation like a blazing torch. The nations will see your vindication and all kings your glory. You will be called by a new name that the mouth of the Lord will bestow. We will be a crown of splendor in the Lord's hand, a royal diadem in the hand of your God. No longer will they call you deserted or name your land desolate, but you'll be called Hesbethbath and your land Belu. For the Lord will take delight in you and your land will be married. As a young man marries a young woman, so will your builder marry you. As a bridegroom rejoices over his bride, so will your God rejoice over you. I have posted watchmen on your walls, Jerusalem. They will never be silent, day or night. You who call on the Lord, give yourself no rest and give him no rest till he establishes Jerusalem and makes her the praise of the earth. Verse 6 is really what I wanted you to see in that, but I also wanted you to see that for Zion's sake, I will keep silent no more. And then you jump down to 6, and he says, I have posted watchmen on your walls, Jerusalem. They will never be silent, day or night. You who call on the Lord, give yourselves no rest, and give him no rest till he establishes Jerusalem and makes her the praise of the earth. The Lord loves us, but he's being very clear. He's being very clear. I have posted watchmen on your wall. They will never be silent day or night. You know why? Because the enemy is not going to be quiet. He's not going to sit idle. This world is not going to not try to take everything we know and twist it. So if we are established as men on the wall, we cannot be silent. We have to bring the word of the Lord. We have to bring with strength and confidence and purpose. And we have to always be aware, right? All right. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, please. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 1. Now, brothers and sisters, about times and dates, we do not need to write to you. For you know very well that the day of the Lord will come like a thief in the night, while people are saying peace and safety, destruction will come on them suddenly, as labor pains on a pregnant woman, and they will not escape. But you, brothers and sisters, are not in darkness, so that this day should surprise you like a thief. You are all children of the light and children of the day. We do not belong to the night or to the darkness. So then let us not be like others who are asleep, but let us be awake and sober. For those who sleep, sleep at night. And those who get drunk at night. But since we belong to the day, let's be sober, putting on faith and love as a breastplate, and the hope of salvation as a helmet. For God did not appoint us to suffer wrath, but to receive salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ. He died for us, that wherever we are awake or asleep, we may live together with him. Therefore, encourage one another and build each other up, just as in fact you are doing. Now, what they're saying there is be aware, be alert. Not just for you, but for each other. Right here it says, he died for us so that whether we are awake or asleep, we may live together with him. Therefore, encourage one another and build each other up, just as in fact you are doing. So bring the word of necessity, bring the word of need, bring the word of truth, bring the word of peace, of love, of rebuke, of correction, of encouragement, but bring the word. Bring the word of not of opinion, but of God's truth, because the enemy is seeking, just like we read, like a lion to devour us. And what do we have? Each other, right? We have each other. And as the Lord has just deemed, he has given those. See, he didn't say, hey, do you want this job? He said, I've assigned you this job, right? We read that first. And then the second part was, are you willing? Because you got to be willing. That's the cool thing about the Lord. He's not going to make you. He's going to tell you this is your job, but then you got to do it. So you have to be willing to embrace this. You have to be willing to undertake it. You have to be willing to take everything you've seen, everything that you persevered through, and then bring it to those that you love because you're being loved by God. And if we don't watch out for each other, who will, right? All right. Ezekiel, let's go back to Ezekiel. Ezekiel 3, please. Ezekiel 3. We're just going to read 16 through 19. At the end of 7 days, the word of the Lord came to me. Son of man, I have made you a watchman for the people of Israel. So hear the word I speak and give them warning from me. When I say to a wicked person, you will surely die, and you do not warn them or speak out to dissuade them from their evil ways in order to save their life, that wicked person will die for their sin, and I will hold you accountable for their blood. But if you do warn the wicked person, and they do not turn from their wickedness or from their evil ways, they will die for their sin, but you will have saved yourself. So we have to do the job no matter what, right? The job, the task, isn't for results of the response. The job is because we do what we are willing to do to help God's people. I bring this word. You know, Dan teaches, Dave teaches, Tom is te taught on tithing. I've heard Manny teach, Pat, Micah. We bring this word because that is the job. Are you willing? I believe so, because if you weren't, you wouldn't bring this word. What is the word for? To strengthen and to prevent us from these things. Let me show you how to be better, my brother. Let me show you what the Lord has shown me. Let me show you what he's shown me right now so that you can endure. Because in your enduring, I'm doing the job that I was made for. Jeremiah 20, please. Nope, I wrote that one down incorrectly. I do apologize. So those for this evening are the scriptures that I have. I do not know, because I'm not, why the Lord is impressed on me so much, but I do know that it's important. I do know this, that the speaking of the teaching of this is very important, because we have had watchmen stand before us. We have had people who have stood in front of us and warned us and guided us and taught us at the cost of not only, their own lives, but of certain relationships. The task of watching is to always be aware, and to always bring the need, and to always tell the truth, and to always guide. And a lot of times, people, human beings, myself included, we're not receptive to that. We're resistant. But the watchman has one obligation, regardless of my receiving of it. They have to do the task if they're willing. And if they're willing, I'm guessing they eat a lot of crow a lot of times, because I don't know. I won't speak for anybody else, but I will tell you, I've been ministered to a lot in my life by the watchman, and I've resisted a lot of times. But you know what they did? Regardless, was they brought the word that I needed to hear. Now, what I did with it, we just read, that's up to me. My response is up to me. But the task, the work has been done, and we have to continue that, is all. I'm going to look at this some more. I don't know where the Lord's taking me with it, but this is what I have for tonight. So I thank you guys for listening, and that's what I have. So thank you very much.